All right, welcome back in. Glad you can join us wherever you may be all over the great state of Michigan. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will join us in just a moment here on X's and Bros. Weekend starts, well, tonight. You know, if you're a sports fan, that's just the way it goes. It starts on a Thursday, so who better to chat with on a Thursday than Lee Sterling. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee, first of all, good morning. Always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Listen, I'm not even a Detroit sports fan. I live in South Florida, but I feel for you guys. I have a friend who sat with me all the entire Sunday and Monday. He's a referee here in South Florida. He just couldn't believe what he was seeing the entire weekend. Monday was the icing on the cake, but the calls, and I kept looking at him, and all Sunday even, I mean, these coaches are trying to challenge, and the NFL just refuses to overturn these calls, which are blatant, and it's destroying the NFL right now. I mean, I came away Sunday from dirty, and, you know, my team, the Dolphins, I mean, could care less. We wanted to lose. So it was that bad for just a regular sports fan.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that to me, take your fandom outside. It's bad for the game, the NFL game. It is. I mean, what we're seeing in the NFL, and it's funny you say the end of the Dallas Jets game was fascinating. Like six straight penalties, and every time a flag, you know, who are they going to spend it on this time? It's embarrassing right now for the entire league, not even for the Detroit Lions.
Well, but here's the problem. These NFL officials are full-time employees.
Yep.
So they leave to travel, usually on Friday or Saturday, wherever the games are. And, you know, they're doing, almost all of them are doing their jobs full-time. And that's the problem. And then there's also, a lot of these officials have gotten to where they are from who they know. It's connected. It's just like anything else. They refuse to get rid of the bad ones. And until they do that, until they grade them, you know, nothing's going to change.
All right, let's get to it. Start in the Big Ten. Something that everybody here has to accept as a fact, whether they want to or not, is Ohio State's just on a different level than everybody else in the Big Ten. They got a game coming up as they take on Northwestern.
And something else also is we have to accept. Northwestern's quarterback play has been nightmarish.
Yeah. I mean,
these guys just can't get anything done here. They, you know, the 7, 10, and 15 points here versus teams like Nebraska. You know, Nebraska can't do anything.
Yeah.
So the bottom line here is there's real problems in Northwestern's defense. You know, pretty good defense. Most allowed just 31 points versus Michigan State, but they haven't faced mobile quarterback or speed like this. And Ohio State has Wisconsin up in 8 days, but I think they care of business. You have trouble finding the game. I think it's going to be on Fox Business or tonight again on Friday night. The 6-1 against the spread right here versus the Mildcats. Ohio State big, 45-10.
Penn State, Michigan, a big one in Happy Valley. And if there was ever a time for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines to make a statement, they have an opportunity to do so against a team. To me, Lee, I'm surprised Penn State's playing as well as they've been playing. They're so young. But what are your thoughts on this one?
I agree that they are young, but they're talented. This is in a home series. Last year, Michigan won at home 14-7. Before that, in Happy Valley, Penn State wins 42-13. The reason I'm going to have trouble backing Michigan here is the fumble. 17 fumbles They've lost nine of those fumbles here. Penn quarterback Sean Clifford, I think him going through that game at Iowa and being able to come up with some big first down, throwing the ball and also his legs, he's shown a maturity that I didn't think he would have achieved by now. Michigan right now, number 84 in total offense, number 85 in yards per attempt. You got to be balanced. You got to stay in games on the road versus quality opponents. And I just don't know if Michigan can move it enough, you know, in Happy Valley to get it done. And how about this? And just 1-6 against the spread versus ranked teams here. That win last year versus Michigan State. Payback is a you-know-what. Everyone was a whiteout right before Halloween. I like to stay here. They pull away late.
4-13. Green Bay and Oakland, I should say the surprising Oakland Raiders. Green Bay coming off of, well, that win on Monday night, taking on the Raiders. What do you think about this one in the NFL?
Well, this Packer team, the reason they weren't proved is they've got offensive balance. They did not have that in the past. They do have a running game here. The Raiders need to establish the run to be successful. They failed to do that when they played the Chiefs, and we're visiting the Vikings here. So when you look at a John Gruden team, they could use a number one receiver, don't have that go-to guy, need a pass rusher. They lack that, and losing Antonio Brown and Mac, I think this might be the game where these kind of losses will be felt. So credit, they look good in defeating the Colts and the Bears, but probably also we feel good coming off the bye, but they're 3-8. In a world of games under Gruden, with an average margin of losing by 11.5 points here. It's an early start here. They just have not done well. They lost six straight early starts here on the East Coast here. Give me Green Bay, 28-16.
Lee Sterling joining us, Paramount Sports. Make sure you follow him at Paramount Sports on Twitter. The Bears look to be getting back Mitchell Trubisky. They're cautiously optimistic at last look. Teddy Bridgewater has done an outstanding job for the Saints. A lot of people thought they'd fall apart. What do you think about this one, Lee?
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. I don't think we'll ever see this again in the NFL. You lose two premier guys in Carolina, loses to Newton, New Orleans loses to Drew Brees, and then the teams are undefeated, combined 9-0. Just incredible. But the Bears have had 2 weeks to stew after that loss in London before 21 to the Raiders here. And I think New Orleans playing in an off surface here on grass. Bears, believe it or not, still 17-6-1 against the spread the last 24 home games here. Two great defenses here, but I think Chicago, maybe special teams might be the difference here. Give me the Bears, 20-13.
All right, quickly, because we got about a minute and 40 seconds, Lions and Vikings. Lions looking to bounce back.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, you know, his back was against the wall, kind of silenced the critics the last couple of weeks, thrown for 600 yards, six touchdowns, with just one interception, and they're against Giants and the Eagles. The Lions here, they've yet, I think, to really totally click defensively. They've allowed at least 112 rushing yards in every game. Some things that I've noticed, defensive tackle, Demon Harrison hasn't had a real strong impact, and also linebacker Jawad Davis has been real effective since returning from that ankle injury. Minnesota won and covered the last three in this series. I think they put again, Minnesota. 27-24.
All right, game of the week, Iowa-Purdue. Let people know how they can tap into your brain.
Just call right now. I got a real strong feel in this game. First 10 callers get Iowa and Purdue on me. 800-400-974. And a new promotion. Never heard about this promotion before. It's the Autumn Annihilator. 12 games combined, Saturday and Sunday. Just $100. And if we don't go 7-5, no better. If we don't have a winning record, the rest of October on me. It's all available. ParamountSports.com.
Awesome. Give him a call, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Lee, you are the best. Continued success. Always look forward to talking to you, my friend.
You too, Sean. Have
all
a
right.
Great day.
You got it. Lee Sterling, kind enough to join us all over the great state of Michigan. Let's see if Carlos Lee Sterling calls in now on X's and Bros.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
You could say I'm just like anyone. I work a job until the day is done. But that ain't what I'm living for. Yeah, I was meant for so much more. I got to get a better view. That's why I'm thinking maybe me and you get lost, find a dot on the map. I'll go with you wherever and talk about forever.
All right, welcome back in. Glad you could join us. Old Americana in concert the next couple days. Inside Home at the Bob. That's today. $10 cover gets you two tastings of the fantastic Old Americana bourbon and the rye. I still haven't tried the Old Americana bourbon yet, though. Full disclosure, big fan of the rye. And then tomorrow at the Majestic in Detroit. It is the rye release party if you are interested in it, and it's a damn good rye. $25 cover at the Majestic in Detroit. So certainly looking forward to that. Always look forward to hearing from this guy. Evidently, it came from Freddie. Am I hearing that correctly? Freddie's the one that dubbed this the Carlos Lee Sterling segment. Freddie, that's gold.
Ryan's pretty good at Photoshop, but if anybody's really good out there, we would love to have Lee Sterling's face on a Carlos Lee body. That would be hilarious.
Yes. Carlos Lee Sterling, kindly joining us, listening on the Ticket West Michigan. What's up, Carlos?
Morning, Bug.
All right, you ready to go?
It's Daffy.
All right. Daffy?
Yeah. Yeah. Daffy Duck, this is good. Your Bugs Bunny's coming out of you.
What do you mean?
You've laid the trap. Here I go. I'm going to step into it.
I'm not laying any trap.
Thank you for the opportunity. Listen, from the bottom of my heart, my friend.
You're being nice now.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No, you went 4-2 last week. You deserve it, dude.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's go.
Let's start. Let's get right into it, dude.
All right.
Tonight, I'm sprinkling money line. All right. Okay? Tonight is a money line night. You've got the Chiefs, who have an injured quarterback with an injured ankle. You have an offensive line in disarray. You've got Von Miller. And for all you little kiddies out there that are in fantasy land, the play is Lindsey tonight. Okay? That's the play.
Oh, yeah. I'm going for him. Philip Lindsay. Give him to me. 4 touchdowns, Carlos.
I'm telling you what. I'm telling you what. That's what's happening tonight. So at a plus 140, I'm sprinkling the Broncos. When they travel, they miss a day of treatment, and they miss a day of preparation. It's a full day for Denver at that altitude.
All right, so I'm holding it up for everybody to see. I got it in CN 900, and I want you to verify it. The money line plus 140 on the Broncos, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, next one.
All right. Now, I'm going to go into Saturday, okay?
Yes.
And I agree with Lee Sterling. The plus 9 for Penn State is a gift. Again, you know, there are a lot of reasons, and we can state them all over the world, but the bottom line reason for this game is that Jim Harbaugh is a fraud until he isn't. Okay?
All right, so you are giving up. Lee had 8, so we'll be nice to you, and we'll call it 8. You are gleefully giving up 8?
And taking Penn State. I'm taking Penn State plus the 8.
Well, they're giving up 8. They're giving up 8. Penn State's favored by 8.
Right.
So I got it written down. Minus 8 for Penn State. Gotcha.
Correct.
All right.
Yep. All right. And then I'm going to do 2 plays on Saturday.
Ooh.
And my second play is going to be the Minnesota Golden Gophers and that 28.5. Right. I like it. I like it. Rutgers lost to Eastern Michigan. Rutgers really shouldn't even be in the MAC. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They really shouldn't even be in the MAC.
I agree with that.
So the prop bet that I'm looking for, I'm considering betting it. I haven't bet it yet. Is the shutout? Okay, I don't think Rutgers scores a point.
Ooh.
Okay.
So you what? All right. So how do you want to do this? You're saying minus 28 and a half.
I haven't made that bet. These bets that I'm giving you, I've made.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Minnesota plus to 28.5.
All right. Gotcha.
Got it.
Gotcha.
All right.
Let me write that
down. A lot of times in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
they end up putting up these huge lines to scare the betting public away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody cites they're generally one score games. Anywhere from 3 to 7 points in the NFL, and so Buffalo opens up at a minus 16.5 at Buffalo after a long rest.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love the 16.5.
All right, so
that's a huge number, right? I mean, those are steely brass ones. There's a cliche in the handicapping world.
All right.
That when you look at a football team, you take their very best game and you throw it out the window, and you take their very worst game and you throw it out the window, and you look at what is in the middle. Well, when we look at the Dolphins, right, they look like trash juice. And they look like a dumpster fire. So if I throw that one out and I throw the other one out, what am I looking at?
Brutality.
Right?
Yep. Yep. So minus 16 and
big
a half.
Big line, 16 and a half.
All right.
16 and a half.
You're liking the favorite so far today. All right. So anything else for us?
Yes, sir. I got 10.
Oh,
I got
geez.
A total of 10. I'm going to bury
Make it
myself
quick.
This week, right? I'm going to put myself 6 foot under this week.
We have 2.5 minutes, so make it quick, my friend.
49ers at the Redskins.
All right.
Same thing. When we do that, throw out your best game and your worst game,
mm-hmm.
right? We end up with nothing. We end up with a big pile of dung with the Redskins.
All right.
With a coach that really is holding on to a seat. He's got nothing to coach for.
Giving up 9.5. All right.
No one's. I got it. I bet it at plus 8, but you can go ahead and do it at 9.5 if you want, because I like it till 10. That's my play for the public.
Oh.
Okay. I like it to 10. I really
awesome.
Do.
Go ahead.
Listen, the 49ers understand that if they pick this game up, they are really possibly looking at taking a two-game lead in their division over the Seahawks and the Rams.
All right, if you're going to get to 10, you got to get through 5 in the next minute and a half, so go fast, Carlos.
Listen, we're going to take the Saints over Chicago. I disagree with Lee Sterling because they signed Zach Zenner. We'll go with that joke. With the plus, the Saints and plus 3.
All right, the Saints are getting 3, the Zach Zenner factor. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so now we got the Ravens at the Seahawks. Listen, dude, they got a guy in the back called Earl Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that wire and balancing elephants. The only guy in the NFL that doesn't need a wire is my man in Seattle. He is the quarterback in Seattle is otherworldly, but this is too much to overcome. The Baltimore Ravens don't do anything but chase a running quarterback around in practice. Okay, that's not going to work. And again, you got Earl Thomas, who's seen all of his tendencies.
So you're giving up the 3.5.
Yeah, because the Seahawks have done nothing but win really close games with a whole lot of magic from Russell Wilson.
All right,
The magic runs out this weekend.
You got Baltimore. All right, so you're getting 3.5. Carlos, we have 15 seconds, so give us one more. We literally have to break. Oh, he's gone.
Bill Belichick is a better's wet dream. If I could be a slap of any other team.
We got to break, dude. Hold on. We got to break all across the great state of Michigan.
Matt Shepard here for my friends at Meijer. Find savings so good you'll freak at Meijer this week. Find great Halloween costumes for the family starting at just $24.99. 20% off Halloween table linens, kitchen towels, mugs, crafts, and food storage. All Halloween apparel for the family's 25% off. Get $100 off your next purchase when you buy an iPad or Apple Watch. All Grand Gourmet cooking essentials are 20% off, and get 30 to 40% off Falls Creek apparel for the entire family right now at Meijer.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Did you know you can watch boys and girls sports live and recorded on the archives at MHSAA.TV? That's MHSAA.TV. Log on and watch high school teams in all sports from all across Michigan, courtesy of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And also the MHSAA takes pride in what they do for our boys and girls, our sons and daughters, on and off the field, on and off the court, on and off the ice, on and off every playing surface at every high school in Michigan. So special thanks to all the parents, coaches, and administrators for what they do to allow kids to experience high school sports in Michigan. And if you want to watch the action live, boys and girls sports, go to MHSAA.TV.
Hey, what is up? It's Sean Bellegian. Glad you can get up and join us all over the year. But let's be honest, it's extra special in the fall, right? There's something about football in this state. So whether it's prep football, college football, Division I, Division II, or the NFL, make sure you get up with us because there's no place you can talk more football than right here all across the great state of Michigan. We'll laugh and we'll cry. X's and Bros. So we the Photoshop job that you did is so bad, but that's what makes it perfect. It's Carlos, and the S is a dollar sign. Carlos Lee Sterling. Ryan, that's Ryan the has effort. An actual graphic for it.
That's the effort it deserved. Personally, I would have gone with Cubs Carlos Lee, but that's just me. I like the money signs all over.
Oh, it's awesome.
And the gold sterling is great.
So in case you're wondering, we're keeping track of this. Carlos, money line plus 140 on the Broncos, minus 8 Penn State, minus 28.5 Golden Gophers, minus 16.5 Buffalo, minus 9.5 San Francisco, plus 3 for New Orleans, plus 3.5 for the Ravens, and then the 3 we didn't get a chance to hear, Patriots minus 10, Jacksonville minus 3.5, and the Rams minus 3. All right, I gotta save this. This has to go
in the
drawer of truth. We probably change the name every time, but Carlos, here you go. Just so you don't think I'm screwing you, it's all written down. Ryan wrote it down too.
We can't see
read
that chicken scratch.
You can't hear. Listen, see that? Broncos plus 140, minus 8 Penn State, 28.5 Minnesota, 16.5 Buffalo, 9.5 San Fran. Plus 3 New Orleans, plus 3 Ravens, Pats minus 10, Jacksonville minus 3.5, Rams 3. There you go. All right there on TV as well. So let it be written, so let it be done. This will be filed into the drawer of truth, the drawer of reckoning, the drawer of misery with some of our awful predictions. You kidding me? Dan, did I mention I love that Lions cap? Can we get a picture of Dan's Lions cap?
We talked about it for like
an
entire
hour. I
know,
but I love that cap. Can we just, seriously, that's a great cap. Take that cap off. Dude, that's a solid cap. I like the kind of light lion blue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not so harsh looking.
That's a great cap. How much was that cap?
It was like $11.
Dude, I got to get that. You know who else wants one of those caps? Keith. Our buddy Keith in Detroit. No, that's not Keith on the line?
It's Tremaine in Detroit.
Tremaine might want one of those caps as well. Tremaine in Detroit. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here all across the great state of Michigan. How are you, Tremaine?
All right. It's in Southfield, but it's cool.
Oh, sorry. Southfield, my apologies.
Oh, dang.
You already know. So.
My apologies.
Anyway,
all right.
It's okay, but yeah, it's too bad. Lions got some of the best uniforms and gear, but you can't wear it. It's so bad.
You can't wear it? Come on now. Come on.
You can't wear it after Sunday. You can't really wear it. You got to wear it before the game.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You can wear it on Saturday. It's Saturday gear. You can't wear it throughout the week because you done been so mad. You done pissed somebody. You know what it reminds me of? You remember that? You remember Abbott and Costello?
Yes.
They were trying to sell them hats.
Oh, yes.
Everybody was busting up them hats. That's what
yes, Susquehanna Hat Company. Yeah, I remember that plain as day. Yes.
That was one of the funniest ones. But, you know, I was thinking about the refereeing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Since they so cowardly when they ain't playing at home, you know, with the home team like that Green Bay, I think they were scared, man. I really think they were scared. And they didn't want to call the right thing because they called the wrong thing twice. You know, with the Trey Flowers on the same guy.
It's incredible.
So they made him like a scapegoat or something. It was crazy.
It is.
But they called it on him. And I'm thinking to myself, what if they did this? They had it where it's directly to the speaker of the New York office when those type of situations occur, when they think it's going to be a little more hostile environment. That way it's over the loudspeaker opposed to some referee got to get his behind out there and tell them, you know, this has been overturned or something like that. I mean, you with all the technology they got, I'm thinking that'd be a pretty cool way to go where it can be over the loudspeaker and say this has been overturned and it's coming from the New York office. It's almost like a referee, you know, over the loudspeaker opposed to somebody. Because, I mean, it's even got to the point where I'm thinking these guys just terrified.
Yeah, you know what? And that would be, like, when you think about it, Tremaine, that would be the ultimate act of cowardice because it's just some random voice coming from some random office in New York, and nobody even knows what the guy looks like. I mean, they could use your voice, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and they can't get in. See, the thing is, it's pretty cool because they can't get to nobody. Nobody, you don't want that person say it. then it's like, okay, we can't whoop his behind. You know, I mean, that's what people, they thinking, you know. And I think a lot of it has to do with the technology, everybody texting. You know, people are breaking up on text now. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. No, you know what? No, I appreciate the phone call. It, you know, here's the thing, Tremaine. I mean, all jokes aside, a lot of times, I don't even like talking about stuff like this. And let me tell you why. There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. It happened. You know, I do this thing with Scott Bischoff. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. We'd love it if you listen, but we do this podcast. And like the one thing that we said to each other when we did the podcast yesterday is we're not talking about the officials. There's nothing that can be done after the fact. And I'm serious when I say this. I mean, for me, it's more, this isn't a Lion problem. This is a National Football League problem. Like, this is a problem. You can't tell me it isn't. This is a problem. And when so many people around the nation are complaining about it. You know, we had Lee Sterling on. He's down in Miami. You know, he, in case you missed it, he said, you know, he's watching the game. A buddy of his is an official, and he was talking about what a mess it is. This goes beyond being a Lion problem. This is a problem in the National Football League. Do you know what was hysterical to me? I don't know who did the original one. But did you guys see the picture of the referee doing the Lambeau leap? I'm guessing you guys saw that picture, right?
The audacity of that official.
People thought it was real. People thought that was real. Like an official took off.
If you look.
Hey, look.
If you look closely, like there's one dude
we did
in the crowd that's just like. Has a club for a hand. Like, come on. Just look closely before you share things that you think are real.
But you, like, you...
And check the date on the dang articles you share.
Thank
okay?
you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. The party bus? Do you remember the party bus?
Doris Roberts died 10 years ago, okay?
Well, do you remember Dean Blandino and the party bus? Do you remember that story came out about Dean Blandino and the party bus after the playoff game? It's just, it's like, are you serious? You can't take 2 seconds to see when that,
oh, did you know Dean Blandino was on the party bus after the game in Dallas?
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was, man. Here's the article.
Did you know, look at the top.
Yeah.
Do you see the date?
No.
Look at the date. It's like from August 5th or whatever it was. People lost their minds over that.
If that isn't a clear indicator that...
Okay, if you want to play that tack, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you from saying that, okay? Do I think that the league is out to get the Detroit Lions? No, I don't. Do I think the Detroit Lions have been screwed? Yes, I do. Both can be true. I really don't think that there's a conspiracy against the Lions. Just... Full disclosure, I don't. I don't think that there's a conspiracy against the Lions. I do think that they've been screwed an inordinate amount of times, though. I think every team, maybe not to the extent of the Lions, but every team can pick out a play or seven in the past few years where you're going, you've got to be kidding me. But unfortunately, that stuff picks up steam, especially on social media, whether it be the referee doing the Lambeau leap. And the referee's so happy, too. Yeah, I'm home. Yeah. And Dean Blandino on the party bus.
He was on Jerry Jones' party bus after the game. Look, there he is in Dallas.
It wasn't after the game. It was like an exhibition game, like months ago. That caught fire, and I mean, that lasted for 2 or 3 days. I can't tell you how many times I was like, okay, we can all complain, we can all get mad, but just don't include that in it because it's factually incorrect. All right, Keith is on the line. Keith wants to know where he can get a Lions cap just like Dan's. Keith, did you see Dan's beautiful Lion cap? He's got it is a beautiful cap. It really is.
You know, I really need to catch you guys on TV. I've never been able to do that.
You're not missing anything. Trust me when I say that, Keith. You aren't missing a thing.
No, but I forget about that because usually I'm on the road listening. But
what's up, buddy?
Hey, what were you talking about with the referee? Because I remember that with the Dallas owner. Was that not a true?
It was. Dean Blandino was on Jerry Jones' party bus like after an exhibition game, like months right. earlier. So what happened is as after the game, and I don't know who it was, but somebody picked up that story and spread it around. Like after the game, Dean Blandino was celebrating with the Cowboys after the game. And it was like,
right.
it didn't happen. It just didn't. It didn't happen. It was months earlier that he was on the bus, but somebody thought it would be a good idea to say that he was on after the game.
And that's still not a good look.
No, man. It's a horrible look. Horrible look.
Because like you said, man, we know officiating, it's been so bad. And the NFL is the only sport where it's so bad that they got to have challenge flags. I mean, I think they got it in maybe baseball now. But football, I think it's so hard to referee because they hold on every play. You don't know what pass interference is. Hell, you don't know what a catch is.
No.
But it's just so pathetic, man. It's just so many big calls that have just – I mean, you know, the Saints, you know, the big thing last year. Hell, the Calvin Jones, Johnson, no catch, the Brady tuck. I mean, they come up with rules. They're so reactionary. You can't have a rule for every or whatever, a thing for every play because it's going to be different every time or, you know, a lot of times. I feel sorry for the NFL trying to referee that.
But. Oh, it's incredible. To me, Keith, I think they make it infinitely worse than on themselves. I think a lot of times if you just own a mistake was made and move on in the news cycle today, it'll be forgotten by at least fans all around the nation other than that fan base. But their utter refusal to admit when they make mistakes more often than not drives me out of my mind.
Yeah, and the other part too, Sean, is they're not even full-time referees. I mean, it's the biggest sport, the biggest money. You don't have these guys full-time. And even full-time refs are going to make a mistake. I mean, me and you could sit and watch a game and watch the replays on a call and make a better call than those guys going to the review booth.
Oh, no doubt in my mind.
To figure out. I mean, so I don't know why they don't just have the, you know, whatever, head officials watching on TV or watching the, you know, in the studio, and the referees are just taken out of it. They make a call on the field, and if it's challenged or it's under 2 minutes, some other referee crew should be just watching it, and they're like, oh, no, hell, he's out of bounds. Or, you know, they know right away because it takes them forever. And I swear, Sean, I think almost half of the time we don't agree with what they come up with. It's like, really? Like, how could you not reverse that, you know? So I just get sick of it, Sean. But, hey, I wanted to say I heard you guys talking about how much you spent on a ticket, and
yes.
I was hoping you would get to the part where you would say, how much did you not take for that ticket? Like, I was at the 87-88 Pistons Finals. And I'm a young kid, and we had like a package, and we're at the Lakers finals game, and some guy offered me like $500 for both my tickets, and I had only paid, you know, whatever it was, $20-$30, and I refused it, man. I was
yeah.
like, no, no way, I'm not. I don't know if we're ever gonna be here again. And then I remember I paid for the fake Mark McGwire tour when he broke the record. They were here in 99.
Yeah.
Boy, what a sucker I was for that. Man. I'm like, oh. I think we spent like $80 a piece on the, and I mean, it was a big event, right? And we
yeah.
had great seats, but I look back at that, even like a, you know, a few years later, we're like, man, we really got taken on that because I still don't acknowledge that as a, you know, cheating home run. That guy was so big, man. It was so funny to see him up close. It was like, I mean, you were like running for your life when you saw him.
It was Keith. I saw him up close at the All-Star game in 98, like when the whole creatine thing broke. And I'm not joking. His arm, it was inhuman. I mean, he was so big. It was incredible. And that's why I always laugh when I hear these holier-than-thou people talk about that. Well, I didn't know what was going on. Bull crap. Like, just stop it. Don't say nothing. Again, this is just a say nothing moment, because when you say something like that, you had every big name in baseball at the All-Star game. Everybody knew what was going on. It's such a fallacy.
Yeah, those guys knew. We didn't know as fans. We just thought, oh, these guys are really lifting weights. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, did you?
I did only because I was there. I mean, once I saw that and the whole creatine thing happened and, you know, then the whispers and murmurs of steroids and everything, then it, you know, a lot of times, though, Keith, you're right, we have to get knocked over the head before we realize what the heck's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, just like the Tony Manders thing. I mean, that should have been pretty obvious to people, right?
Monster.
He was huge.
Monster. Monster.
And I always say, Sean, the Lions, that's the only time when fate shined on the Lions, you know, luckily, because the Packers took Mandridge at number two, and then Barry fell to us, because we would have had Tony Manders. That would have fit with the Lions, SOL, man. Just, Tony Manders is a Lion. Oh, man. Sean, who you picking? Are you in tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be in tomorrow, for sure.
Okay, I won't even talk about it, but, hey, it was good to hear Lee Carlos Sterling on, man. What's his 800 number? Carlos is the man. He does a good job. And it's cool that you let him talk, man.
Was that you that came up with it? Because now Brandon's saying that you came up with Carlos Lee Sterling, so we want to give proper address. Then props to you, my friend. That was awesome. And we have a Carlos Lee Sterling picture now, so.
Yeah, well, what's the 800 number? Because I missed some of that, man. I was in the
dark. Be good, Keith.
All right,
later. You know what? To answer your question, though, very quickly before we get out of here, I vividly remember when we were at the Rose Bowl, we were, again, like, I'm not joking. Guys, you walk through this neighborhood, and then all of a sudden there's the Rose Bowl. And I'll never forget it because there was a dad who looked a little bit older than me, and his son was around Jack's age, and he, like, literally, he offered us $1,000 for our tickets, and I didn't know, absolutely not, no. But that was the most I was. A guy offered me $1,000 for two tickets, and I really felt badly because it's like I hope they eventually got in to see the game, but I wasn't giving up my tickets for that. No way.
You gotta get tickets before.
Absolutely.
If you're going all the way to California, come on now.
I think what a lot of people did is though they planned trips. Like that's what I think a lot of people did. They just made a trip of it, and they're I'll get tickets. I honestly think that's what people did.
That, and there's probably some people too that booked their hotel a year ago, preemptive.
Yeah,
like you just do it just in case. You never know. Get that rate locked down early.
I didn't even think twice about it. I think he could have offered me $5,000. I probably would have said no. I take that back. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Have yourselves a fantastic day. Dan and Ryan, as always, appreciate everything you guys do. Thanks for chiming in during the show as well to all the listeners out there. We will see you tomorrow bright and early all across the great state of Michigan here on X's and Bros. See you.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
This portion of the show is brought to you by BHS Insurance, who is currently celebrating their 80th anniversary. You don't get this far without providing a level of service that is unmatched by anyone in the business, which is exactly what BHS Insurance does. BHS's commitment to excellence for both you and your business is why they're proud to be a leading provider of auto owners insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they're proud to be a leading provider of auto owners insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com. That's BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owners insurance, can best service your needs.
Specializing in auto insurance, employee benefits, business insurance for various specialty markets, 401k consulting services, and a whole lot more. How can BHS Insurance be of service to you?